The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Six terrible.
Old American. Scientific tests prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarette. Scientific tests prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarettes. That fact is verified by an independent consulting laboratory with more than 15 years' experience in cigarette research. The report from the consulting laboratory stated, based on our analytical findings, it is our opinion that Lucky Strike cigarettes are the mildest of the six major brands tested. And no wonder Lucky Strike cigarettes have been proved milder. For years, Lucky Strike has conducted a unique and vast program in research, in quality controls and manufacturing methods. And today, tomorrow, always.
LSMFT.
LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Fine, light, naturally mild tobacco with smoothness and mildness and never a rough puff. So light up a Lucky. Prove to yourself what scientific tests prove. Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarettes. Let your own taste and throat be the judge. For smoothness and mildness, there's never a rough puff in a Lucky Strike.
California, the Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Yes, here we are spending our second week in Palm Springs. So let's go out and visit the place where Jack Benny is staying. The Cantata de Casa Laquita de Castile Cañada. At the moment, our little star is drinking in the rays of the morning sun while Rochester is rubbing him with oil.
Now, what a wonderful day for a sunbath, eh, Rochester?
It sure is. Turn over, boss. I want to get some oil on your back.
Okay. Be careful you don't get any on my trunk. Ah, this is the life. Oh, Rochester.
What is it, boss?
Nothing. Rochester?
Yes?
Oh, never mind.
Come on, boss, what is it?
I'm really built, ain't I?
If you say so, sir.
Well, I guess I'm greased up enough. I think I'll just lie out here on the sun deck.
Boss.
You know, it isn't every place where you can step out of your room and get right up on the sun deck.
Boss.
Yes?
This thing you're lying on is a ping pong table.
It isn't a sun deck?
No, why do you think they have that net across the middle?
I thought the other side was for women. I've been peeking through the holes for nothing, eh? Oh, look, Rochester, here comes Miss Livingston.
Oh, yes. Hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Rochester. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Mary. I'm glad you dropped over.
So this is the Cantata de Casa La Quinta de Castilla Cañada.
Mary, you don't have to say it like that. This is a very nice place. You know, I'm paying $3 a day for my room.
$3?
Well, Mary, I felt the same way, but then this is the height of the season. You know? Anyway, it's worth it. You know, this place overlooks the beautiful Palm Springs Biltmore.
Well, Jack, you're very smart.
Thank you.
That's better than paying Biltmore prices and overlook the dump you're living in.
What do you mean, dump? Come on in. I'll show you my room. Come on in, Mary.
Jack, I can't see a thing. It's so dark in here.
Well, they finally fixed that hole in the roof. Rochester, get a match and light the lamp.
Yes, sir.
That's better. You see, Mary, this room is nice and large.
Wait a minute. What's this lawnmower, wheelbarrow, rake, and garden hose doing in the corner?
Well, you see, Mary, the rate on this room is really $4, but they don't have a tool shed, you see? And they said they would make an adjustment if I let them keep their garden tools in here.
Well, at least they keep you well supplied with towels.
This is the laundry room, too.
Rochester, nobody asked you. Come in.
Pardon me, I didn't know you had company. I just want to get the lawnmower.
Oh, it's right there in the corner, Ed.
Thank you.
don't blame you. Jack, of all the places in Palm Springs, you had to get stuck
Mary, with... forget it. I didn't get stuck with anything. This is a very nice...
Hey, Benny, there's a telephone call for you.
Okay. Excuse me, Mary. I'll be back in a minute. The phone is just down the hall. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. In the Nickelodeon, all I want is loving you and money, money, money. Dum-dum-dum. Oh, here's a phone. Hello?
Is this Jack Benny?
Yes.
One moment, please. We have a person-to-person call from Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Hiya, Jackson.
Phil. Phil, I thought you were in Palm Springs. What are you doing in Los Angeles?
Well, I was in Palm Springs, but I had to hurry back home when I found out I forgot something.
Oh, what'd you forget?
Alice.
Phil, how in the world could you forget her?
Well, the day we were supposed to drive down to the Springs, I was a little careless. I wasn't watching.
What do you mean?
Well, I was sitting in the car after she put the luggage in.
Yeah?
And I thought she got in, too.
Well, tell me, Phil, when did you first realize you'd forgotten Alice?
Well, as soon as I got to Palm Springs, I went to the Racquet Club, had dinner, and when the waiter handed me the check, I knew she was missing.
Oh.
And Jackson, let me tell you something. When I got home, she was furious.
Now, what did she do?
She was so mad at me, she put Rudy Valley's picture back on the piano.
Well, I don't blame her.
The one with the megaphone, yes.
Well, look, Phil, I hope you'll be back in time for rehearsal. You see, we're having Al Jolson on the program this week, and your orchestra will have to accompany
him. Oh, sure, we got it. What do you think Jolie will sing?
Whatever he sings, Phil, I don't want the accompaniment to sound like that's what I like about the South.
All right, now, wait a minute, Jackson. Why don't you stop picking on my tone?
Because I'm sick of it, and I'm not the only one. Every time you and your boys sing it, Frankie Remley just sits there with his mouth shut.
Look, Dad, if you left the South under the same conditions Remley did, you wouldn't sing about it either.
You mean...
Yep, Frankie had more feathers on him than the wild goose.
No kidding.
Well, Jackson, I can't make you laugh any longer. Alice has got the car packed again. Sweat it out, huh?
Yeah.
Alice has got the car all packed again, so we're going back.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dad. Goodbye, Phil. So long. That Phil is an amazing guy. 14 years ago, no one ever heard of him. Then he wrote one song, That's What I Like About the South, and overnight he made millions of enemies. Mary, that was... Mary, where are you?
Right here in front of you.
Oh, yes. When you come in out of the light here, it's hard to see. That was Phil on the phone.
Phil, what'd he want?
I don't know. I forgot to ask him.
Say, Jack, it's so nice out. Why don't we go for a swim in the pool?
In the pool?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mary, but the Cantata de Casa La Quinta de Castil Cañada doesn't have a swimming pool.
No swimming pool?
No, but they have something just as good. See, when the temperature reaches 102, a bellboy comes around with a water pistol and lets you have it. It's very refreshing, especially when they use ice cold. Come in. Oh, it's you, Ed.
Yeah, I hate to keep disturbing you while you got company, but I finished mowing the lawn. Now I came in to get a sack of fertilizer.
A sack of fertilizer? Where?
You're sitting on it.
What?
Thanks, lady. You won't have to stand long. I'll bring it back soon.
Jack, I'm not going to ask you how you can live in this room, but let's go outside.
Okay. You know, Mary, I wish we did.
Oh, Jack, here comes the bellboy.
Where?
Mr. Benny.
Yes?
It's 102.
You see, Mary, it's very refreshing.
I wouldn't know. I ducked.
Would you like a towel, Mr. Benny?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Jack, isn't it Dan hacking his way through the sagebrush?
Dan?
Yeah,
where?
In the lobby.
Oh, yeah, Don, we're out here.
Oh, hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hiya, Don.
Jack, this is the craziest place I've ever seen. As I came in the lobby, some screwball was trying to shoot the goldfish.
Goldfish? No, Don, he was just filling his gun. I'll explain it to you later. Well, I see you've got the Sportsman Quartet with you. Hello, fellas.
Yeah. And, Jack, I want you to meet a young lady who's appearing here in Palm Springs at the Dunes, Miss Connie Barlow.
Yes, I know her. Hello, Connie.
Hello, Jack.
Connie, Mary and I heard you singing at the Dunes Cafe the other night, and we thought you were wonderful.
Yes, Connie, but during your number, we had a difficult time hearing with all the dishes rattling.
Oh, were you near the kitchen?
We were in the kitchen. Jack forgot his wallet.
Well, that could happen. A lot of people leave their wallets in their rooms.
Jack left his in Waukegan.
Waukegan, Waukegan. You're just mad because you washed more dishes than I did.
Well, say, Jack, the reason I asked Miss Barlow to come over was because I thought it would be nice if she did a number with the quartet.
Well, good, good. What number have they got prepared?
Well, last week, Frank Lesser's song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, won the Academy Award, and we thought it would be a nice touch if they'd sing it while we're here in Palm Springs.
Baby, it's cold outside? But, Don, how can you sing it's cold outside when we're in Palm Springs? The weather's so beautiful. I mean, the sun shines all day. It doesn't make sense.
Well, Jack, we thought of that, so we changed the lyrics to fit the location.
Oh, well, good, good, Connie. I'd love to hear it.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's hot outside.
I've gotta go away.
Baby, it's hot outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
We'll have some lemonade with ice.
Father will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and Father hurry? Will be pacing the floor.
It's too hot outside of that
so
door.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well, maybe
hurry.
Just a cigarette more.
Most the lucky, that's what they're
I've
for.
I've gotta go
the
home.
The tide of a lucky strike.
Say, lend me a call.
The danger that you will die.
They really are
it's
grand.
Always your
favorite
but friend.
Don't you see?
Just one more L-S-M-F-T.
But darling, I must be going.
Look at the smoke ring.
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
You can smoke the lucky with pride.
I really can't
oh, baby,
say.
You roast out.
It's warm as toast
outside.
I simply must go.
Baby, a lucky strike.
I hate to, you
the
know.
The kind that you always like.
I'll leave with regret.
A wonderful single
and
breath.
That's the fact.
So round, so firm, so fully packed.
Darling, if you get lonesome.
That's why we will always
remember
be
all those luckies by your side.
What's the sense of hurting our pride?
You know what I like. Let's smoke a lucky strike.
Very good, Don. That was really very good. And Connie, you did an excellent job in changing the lyrics. I mean, it does get warm out here.
It sure does. Right now, I'll bet it's 95 in the shade.
95? I'll bet it's 100.
You're both wrong.
What?
It's 102.
Ah.
Here's your towel, Mr. Benny.
Thank you.
Would you like another shot?
No. No, no, not right now. Maybe later.
Ooh, here comes another guest.
No, it's 102.
Oh, for heaven's sake, bellboy, that isn't a guest. That was Dennis Day. Dennis. Dennis. Speak to me.
Where do I get this goldfish out of my mouth?
Here, Dennis, here's my towel.
Thanks.
Hey, I haven't seen you all week, kid. What have you been doing?
Oh, a lot of things. At 5 o'clock this morning, all the people at my hotel got on horses and we rode way out in the desert for a breakfast ride.
A breakfast ride? Oh, that must have been a lot of fun.
Some fun. All I had to eat was cactus.
Cactus?
I got lost.
Imagine eating cactus.
It tastes awful, but you don't need any toothpicks.
I never thought of that.
Oh, Jack, here come the fellows who were on your program last week, the Guadalajara Trio.
I wonder what they want here.
Que nos pague para irnos.
No nos vamos a casa hasta que nos paguen.
Dennis. Dennis, you understand him. What do they say?
Well, he says they want to be paid for last week.
I don't know a word of Spanish, and I could have told you that.
Mary, please.
Hemos esperado toda la semana y necesitamos dinero para mantener las familias y los chilpayates.
Look, fellas, mañana. I told you I'd pay you mañana. Now, why don't you go home?
Es todo lo que hemos oído toda la semana. Queremos nuestro dinero y no nos vamos hasta que no lo dé.
Now, stop raising all this fuss. I told you I'd pay you pronto. Pronto.
Jack, pronto means now.
Oh. Fellas, mañana. Mañana. Now, go home and adios.
Este señor venía a pesar.
Wait till the laugh is over. Wait a minute. What did you say?
Ese señor venía a pesar.
Sí, como un zorrillo.
Eso no es nada, como zorrillo y marrano.
What do they say, Dennis?
They said they like to get their hands on the guy who said this was the land of opportunity.
Now, fellas, look, will you go away and leave me alone? I'll take care of you mañana. I've heard enough.
Jackson, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, Al Jones...
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Al.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Asa.
Say, Al, I know you're going to be on my program, but what brings you over here today?
Well, Jack, I thought we ought to get some things settled first.
Oh, you mean about the songs you're going to sing?
No, about the money you're going to pay.
Huh?
You heard me, Jack. Money.
Mañana, mañana.
Be quiet. Adios. Let's find out what that means. Now, look, Al, don't you think it's a little undignified? Look, you haven't even been on my program yet, and here you are asking me for money.
Jack, look.
What?
I don't mean this program. Hmm? I mean the time I appeared on your show 2 years ago, you remember?
2 years ago?
That's the longest mañana I've ever seen.
All right, all right. Now, Al, as long as you're going to be on my program Sunday, tell me what numbers you're going to sing so that I'll be able to...
Wait a minute, will you?
What?
And that's the reason I came over here. I'm willing to be on your show, but I'm not going to sing.
Why not?
Well, I've taken enough ridicule, especially from the guy on your show, that fella, Mel Blanc.
What do you mean, Al?
Look, Jack, I don't mind people doing jokes about my age or my pictures or Larry Parks. I don't mind people imitating me. But this fellow Mel Blanc keeps inferring that when I'm singing a song, I keep going,
But Al, let's face it, you do, don't you?
What? From me? Jolson? That's singing.
But, Al, I saw your picture. Jolson sings again, and when you sang, you went, at least 20 times.
Did you see the picture after dinner?
Yes.
I had indigestion.
Oh, well, that could happen to anybody. Anyway, Al, I'm sure you know what you're talking about, so I apologize for anything Mel Blanc did. It won't happen again.
Good.
Now, if you'll just step into my room, we'll discuss the songs you're going to do on the program.
Okay, Jack. Holy smoke, what a room. It looks like a cave.
Well, Al...
Well, I can understand a man wanting to rough it. What do you do when the bear comes home?
What?
It has twin beds.
Oh, stop. Now, Al, look at Al. What do you think you'll do for your first song?
Well, Jack, I've got a brand new number that I really think you're going to like it. It's called Remember Mother's Day.
Remember Mother's Day? But Al, Mother's Day isn't until next month. This is April. Why don't you sing April Showers?
April Showers? How does it go?
How does it go?
Yeah, how does it go?
Oh, and April... Oh, don't be funny. How does it go?
Jack, look, even though Mother's Day isn't until next month, I just made a recording of it, and really, I'd like to sing it. After all, I am a mammy singer.
Okay, Al, if you're that sentimental, go ahead.
Remember There are many Sundays in the year, but the best one comes in May. And though it's true, there are 52, there's none like Mother's Day. Send her a bunch of roses. Mom loves roses. Make it an extra large bouquet. Send her a bunch of roses, red, red roses. Remember Mother's Day. Why don't you write a letter, or still better, hop on a train without delay? Maybe a few caresses best expresses love on Mother's Day. And if you're too far away to be there on that day, call her up. She'll be home. When she answers the ring, you'll be proud as a king with a queen on the phone. Follow it up with roses. Mom loves roses. Them to make everything okay. Send her a million kisses. Sweet kisses. Remember Mother's Day.
Al, that was delightful. Really, really great.
Oh, it was wonderful, Al. Thrilling. Wasn't it, Dennis?
That's singing.
Dennis. Don't listen to him, Al. It was swell.
Oh, thanks, Jack. Thanks. And I hope you noticed that not once in the whole song did I go, meow.
I know, Al. And again, I apologize. Al, did you bring the musical arrangements for the songs you're going to do on the show?
Yes, I did, Jack. But I only brought enough for 16 encores.
16 encores?
Yeah, we may have a cold audience.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. I'm sure that... I'll get it.
Hey, Mr. Betty.
Yes?
It's 102. No. We're out of water.
What?
Would you like a towel or a cookie?
Neither, and get out of here. Now, Al, getting back to my program, what are you going to do for your second number?
Well, how about one of my old ones? You know, like, well, let me see. Oh, yeah. Toot, 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 say goodbye.
He couldn't even remember.
Yesterday, I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, won't be on my. 7 times, he got aboard his train. And 7 times we hurried back to kiss and love again and tell her to goodbye. To don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me to the end then. Do it over again. Watch for the mail. I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootie, goodbye. Kiss me, Tootie, and then,
do it. Mary, Mary, he did it.
I did what?
All through the Walker. You kept going. Come in.
Jack, it's a bear.
A bear?
How do you like that? I thought I made up a joke.
Walker, turn down the other bear.
Ladies and gentlemen, carelessness is the greatest single cause of forest fires. Fires that destroy approximately 30 million acres of timberland yearly. And most of these fires started because someone was careless with a lighted match, a campfire, a burning cigarette. Be on guard constantly against fire. Be careful, be cautious, prevent fires. Thank you. Jack will be back in just a moment, but first...
Scientific tests prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarettes.
Scientific tests prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarettes.
That fact is verified by an independent consulting laboratory with more than 15 years' experience in cigarette research. The report from the consulting laboratory stated, based on our analytical findings, it is our opinion that Lucky Strike cigarettes are the mildest of the six major brands tested.
LS, MFT, LS, MFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. That's why with every Lucky, you get the rich taste of fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. Yes, smoothness and mildness with never a rough puff. Just listen to the words of Mr. Edward M. Rogers, for 10 years an independent tobacco auctioneer from Reidsville, North Carolina. Recently, he said,
I know fine tobacco, and year after year, at auction after auction, I've seen American buy good, ripe, smooth leaf, the kind of tobacco that's hard to beat for smoking quality. I smoke Lucky's myself, been a Lucky fan 12 years.
So, smoke a Lucky. Prove to yourself what scientific tests prove. Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarettes. Let your own taste and throat be the judge. For smoothness and mildness, there's never a rough puff in a Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Gentlemen, I want to thank Al Jolson for dropping by today. And next Sunday, we'll be broadcasting from Hollywood.
Say, Mr. Benny.
What is it, Dennis?
The cactus I had for breakfast this morning wasn't very nourishing. I'm hungry. Have you got anything to eat?
Something to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Here, kid. Have a banana.
No. Pronto.
I said banana, not mañana. Now go home.
To hear Dennis Day and the day in the life of Dennis Day. Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Show, which follows immediately.